This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the 4th of July is coming up. What is it all about? We're going to get to that in just a moment. False polling. Did you hear that? Hillary Clinton, friends. Everybody and their dog knows that she's a criminal. They want her behind bars. How is it that 318 million people have failed to do their duty by enforcing the laws against her and her criminal syndicated family? And I'm talking about the Bush regime and the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world. Because that's when this all began, folks, because America has departed from a living God. That's what's going on here. Since September 11th, you've been under attack. Why did our forefathers break off of England? We're going to get to that. We're also going to be talking about false polling concerning none other than Hillary Clinton. Interestingly enough, friends, we were just at a store, was it just a day and a half ago, and it was in a mall. And in this mall, we noticed that they had these T-shirts, and there's these quotes, and, you know, can you feel the burn? Bernie Sanders, the communist, and then they had Trump, so on and so forth, that was favorable towards Trump. And then they had a T-shirt right in the center for Hillary Clinton, and it was Hillary for prison. So now they're making T-shirts, folks, and I know that most of you conservatives and you counterfeit Christians, you think it's funny, but you do need to keep in mind that the joke is on you, okay? She's doing what she's able to do and get away with because you're letting her do it, because you want to compromise, you want to be politically correct, so therefore they're going to do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. Before we get to that, I want to talk about the 4th of July. I want to tell you what it's about, just a small lesson, friends, and again, I'm not talking down to you, I'm talking to you as my friends. I wanted to let you know a shout out concerning WCGA 11 a.m., 1100 a.m., Brunswick, Savannah, Georgia, just picked us up again. WCGA 1100 a.m., Brunswick, Savannah, Georgia. We appreciate your trust, and I promise you I will do all that I can do to make sure that we deliver on a daily basis. We are set for the cause, and we believe that if we fight the good fight of faith, we will win the day. We do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God, and you are giving us an opportunity, and we appreciate that. So again, we hope that we fail not your trust, and we do appreciate your trust, and we will do all that we can do to make sure that we don't let you down. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and those two pages interact one with another. Folks, we just thank you for the response as well. Just was a day and a half ago, we had 62,000 people on the site. Only you can do that. We have about 450,000 friends on Facebook and Twitter. Only you can do that because you believe in the truth that's been given here. And the reason I say that is because, again, keep in mind what President Woodrow Wilson said. This is his quote. A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. Exactly. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. That's where that quote came from. But I want to tell you where President Woodrow Wilson got that quote from. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. That's exactly right. And our forefathers also told us, and we're going to be talking about much of this today, you know, when we go to the Archive Center in Washington, D.C., it says on one of the statues, inscripted right below one of these women that are on these statues, pretty cool stuff, it says, study the past. We're to study the past. And if we study the past, we can predict what's going to happen in the future because history repeats itself. We can make it a positive or we can make it a negative. We make it a positive by learning from history, and it's a negative if we don't go back and study the past and learn from history. And I hope that was clear as to what I just said, because it made perfect sense to me, and that's all that matters. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding, friends. I also want to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's true. We follow the Christ here. We study the past just the way that our forefathers did when they established what we have today over 240 years later. They did a good job, didn't they? And I want to tell you why they did a good job and how they did a good job. They did a good job because they were willing to fight, because they believed that God would bestow upon them their fight. Okay? God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but if you don't fight for it, guess what? You're going to get the results that you deserve. Okay? And I want to also tell you why and how and what it was that they established. Well, it's called the Mosaic Institution, the Ten Commandments. And we can see that throughout Scripture. There's no denying that. Nobody in this country can deny that we are a Christian nation. And don't say to me, well, Bradley, what about Tripoli or Tripoli? Hey. It's not a repudiation of the fact, friends, that we are a Christian nation. And I love to give the analogy. I haven't given it in a while, but I'll give it to you again. When people debate you on the fact, if you get pulled into a debate, because when you have the facts on your side, there is no debate, okay? So in saying that, when people want to debate you or pull you into a debate concerning the foundations of our country and saying we're not a Christian nation, well, first of all, tell that to the 78% of Americans that profess their Christianity, number one, which is the fruit of the seed that has been planted by our forefathers over 240 years ago. Now, when I take that and put it into parallel or a parable for you, perhaps, you'll understand. I live rurally, and we see every spring the farmers will plow the field. And after they plow the field, what they do is they sow the seed. And I'll show my kids, look at the farmers, look what they're doing. What are they doing? Well, they're plowing the field, Dad. And then now what are they doing? They're planting the seed. And so what I'll do is I'll wait for the summer to pass, and then we'll get into fall time. We'll get into the harvest season. And then I'll say to them, so guys, got a question for you. What kind of seed did that farmer plant? Well, Dad, wheat, because it's a wheat field. Corn, because it's a corn field. It's an alfalfa field. Dad, therefore they planted alfalfa. Exactly. Folks, that's why you're a Christian nation, because your forefathers planted the seed. And who was it that planted it? The Christ, who is the Word of God, through our forefathers. And there is no denying the harvest. And here we are today. Hey, I like that. I totally like that. A little common sense does come into play. Folks, again, we have the 4th of July coming up. You do know that it was ratified on the 2nd of July, and then it was proclaimed on the 4th of July. Do you know that most people across the country can't even tell you what Independence Day is all about? Well, I'm going to when we get right back, and I'm going to let the forefathers tell you exactly why they separated. And for those that have read the Declaration of Independence, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Okay, for those that don't know, again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, now, I want to let you know that on the utility belts of this ministry, not only have we done high schools, colleges, tea parties, radio, television, churches, prisons, folks, you name it, we got the hat and we got the t-shirt. When we did high school assemblies, I was also a drummer for the band called Junkyard Prophet, and we are a Christian non-compromising band that is a in-your-face band. We have the number three ranked guitar player in the world in this band, just so people understand the caliber of as to how we are representing. It tells us in the book of Psalm 33 that we are to play excellently, and I want to tell you what, that's exactly what we have in this band called Junkyard Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. We also got ranked number one internationally and nationally as the number one Christian band in the world. That's okay. And then we had a couple videos out there that have the potential of reaching, I think, 400 million households worldwide. And we got second and third most requested videos nationally. So in saying that, we have a brand new album. Now, Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. That's the purpose of the band. I don't care about the rock star attitude. I care about winning the young people, because it was Socrates that rightly said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Well, we see a whole lot of lawlessness. We see in the rock and roll scene, it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And now, folks, it's become common ground to see those promote Satanism through rock and roll. Well, you need to keep in mind, those gifts belong to God and His kids. And we're not going to take those gifts and play games. We're going to give them back to our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, and we're going to let Him be glorified. So this is, due to the fact that we're coming up to the 4th of July, this is called the Battle Hymn of the Republic. You tell me what your thoughts are. Go ahead, play that, Sam.
Bye. business.
That's Junkyard Profits. So the question I have for you is, what is the 4th of July all about? I want to tell you, John Adams, the second president, said on June 28, 1813, an excerpt from a letter to Thomas Jefferson. He said, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the only principles in which that beautiful assembly of young gentlemen could unite. And these principles only could be intended by them in their address or by me in my answer. And what were these general principles, said John Adams to Thomas Jefferson? I answer, the general principles of Christianity, in which all these sects were united, speaking of the states, and the general principles of English and American liberty, in which all those young men united, and which had united all parties in America, in majorities sufficient to assert and maintain her independence. Now, I will avow, said John Adams, that then, I then, and believe now, that the general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God, and that the principles of liberty are as unalterable as human nature and our terrestrial mundane system. So, folks, there it is, in a nutshell. And, folks, I will begin to share with you through the process as to what is Independence Day all about. Here, let me just say this. John Hancock, remember the guy that wrote his name on the Declaration of Independence, big and bold? He wrote those big and bold so that the king, the tyrant across the pond, America, didn't have to take his, or didn't have to put his spectacles on to see what John was saying. He was saying, hey, look, I'm not afraid. We're cutting ties with you. We're declaring independence because of your tyranny. Listen to what John Hancock said. He said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. John Hancock continues on, continue steadfast, that means fixed in direction, and with a proper sense of your dependency upon God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they would be, oh, I can hear them. Yep, I hear that angelic choir right now. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother. I hear the angel saying it. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Right? Having a little fun here. But in fact, folks, we are having church up in the sonsoflibertyradio.com today. So America simply has forgotten where she came from. See, because what happens is Christians believe that they are to live a certain way in the church and a different way in the public. A compartmentalized way of living. And by the way, friends, this is contrary to the Bible. And when you look to our forefathers as an example of the faith in which we should step in their footsteps, as the scripture tells us to do, guess what? They were following the Christ. Hey, follow the Christ as you're led by the Spirit. Follow the Christ and you'll be led by the Spirit. So, America, why did we separate from Great Britain? If you read the Declaration of Independence, friends, three-quarters of that documentation is the reason as why our forefathers, all 56 signers, separated from a tyrant across the pond. In essence, he would not be ruled by God. And that's why our forefathers, Ben Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, said the similar things when they said, friends, that obedience to God is resistance to tyrants. Either you're going to submit to God and you're going to resist to tyrants. You're not going to have one or the other. So obedience to God is resistance to tyrants, all three of them said. So we understand why they made the separation. And again, if you'd like to get into great specificity concerning the violations, the usurpations, the encroachments, and the transgressions concerning the king across the pond, read the Declaration of Independence. It's really simple to understand. So most people don't understand that, which I just laid out for you, friends. Most people say that the 4th of July or the Independence Day, the reason that we separated was because of taxation without representation. Friends, beep, you are wrong. It is not taxation without representation. This was only one of 27 grievances given, as was a lesser reason. But yet, friends, this is what's thrown in the forefront concerning what people believe Independence Day was all about. No, that was the fruit of a godless king. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given. But today it's number one. For example, let me give you a couple examples as to what took place. Greater grievances than taxation without representation was, greater grievances 11 times more was abuse of representative powers. Do you know that just today, friends, that Congress has less than an 8% approval rating? Why did our forefathers separate? For the same reasons, folks, that the American people need to begin to deal with the corruption in governments. We need to separate the righteous from the unrighteous, the wicked from the good. We need to separate the sheep from the goats, friends. And the way we do that is we get back to the principles which are laid out in the Bible for us to follow, Romans 13. But go before that to Romans 12:21, where it says that we are to overcome evil with good, then go into Romans 13, folks. Okay? So greater grievances, abuse of representative powers. Congress has an 8% approval rating today, America. An 8% approval rating. Greater grievances, 11 times more, was abuse of military powers, 7 times more often. This is what our forefathers were dealing with at this particular time. We're going to come back. What is the 4th of July all about? What is Independence Day all about? Again, friends, you're not being told the truth, so let's get back to the foundations. Be right back.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay. By the way, during the last segment, we played Battle Hymn of the Republic from Junkyard Prophet. The guy that did that mix, actually, friends, was and is a Grammy Award winner. And so we are working with top-notch guys across the country to deliver the best to the people. It's just one of the gifts that we have here, friends, that we want to offer to the young people. And there's many facets to this ministry. So do check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. It'll kind of show you all that we are and all that we do on a daily basis. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It'll spell it all out for you. We've been talking about what is the 4th of July all about. Well, why did the founders and the founding forefathers break away from England? And what, in their opinion, justified them going to war against their mother country? Why did they risk their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to start a new nation where you live, America? Why did they feel it necessary to be independent of England? Well, the Declaration of Independence gives a list of reasons why the founding forefathers broke away from, guess what? Great Britain. The Declaration of Independence reads in part, "The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world." And then they begin to list off the list of grievances. And the grievances were severe. But I want to tell you something, friends. You have outdone yourselves. You have tolerated and suffered the abuses far more than our forefathers ever dreamed of suffering, friends. And to leave the legacy that we're going to tolerate what our forefathers didn't tolerate, I'll tell you what, is pretty shameful indeed. Right before the break, I was just talking about greater grievances, 11 times more than what? Taxation without representation, because that's the number one answer given as to what is the 4th of July about? Well, it's about taxation without representation. I want you to also bring into this equation, friends, the great degree of sacrifice given through the revolution to give us the freedoms that we still have 240 years later. That's where it started. "Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers," John 15:13. You do need to consider the price paid, America, as to the freedoms and to the sacrifice that was given to the freedoms in which we have. And that's where we derive. Freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. That's where it started, friends. And I'm talking about our history. And, of course, it goes all the way back to Calvary, the cross of Jesus Christ. "For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." And then we can go to John 3:16, so on and so forth. There's many scripture references after that point. But again, friends, taxation without representation, really? Again, this was only one of 27 grievances given as was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given. And again, going back, greater grievances 11 times more was abuse of power, representative power, okay? Abuse of military power 7 times more. They were using it against their own people, and you can rest assured that's what's happening in America today, sooner or later. That's why they're allowing all these illegal immigrants to come in from the Middle East that are, guess what, in their manly years, friends. And you can rest assured they are going to arm them against you sooner or later if you do not act. Just saying. Greater grievances 11 times more was abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often, folks. We are seeing that on a daily basis today. The Supreme Court and all 9 of them, black robe tyrants, folks, they pick up what they want to pick up and they refuse to hear what they need to hear. They're a bunch of activists. And folks, for the most part, it's safe to say they are a bunch of criminal minions. And yes, they can be removed. Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Going back, why did we separate from Great Britain, England? Greater grievances, 11 times more, was a general stirring up. Now listen carefully, this was during the Revolution, okay? A generally stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more often. Who was stirring up domestic insurrection? The king was. See, because this is what tyrants do. America, you have allowed this criminal, wannabe tyrant dictator, effeminate pansy in the White House, as Americans have been laughing at Barack Hussein Obama, this agent of a foreign country has been laughing at you every step of the way. And this is all scriptural, by the way, under perfect judgment. But again, who has stirred up domestic insurrection more than this criminal administration, friends? Nobody. And America, furthermore, you know what I'm telling you is true. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection was one of the reasons our forefathers threw off that tyrant, okay? Because he, again, would not be ruled by God. He began, King George did, that tyrant, he began to give military power and elevate it above that of civilian power. You better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what this criminal in the White House means to do. Greater grievance, 11 times more, was again taxation without representation. That again was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. But folks, yet it is the one known today. And it shows you how stupefied people have been, stupefied and dummied down in public schools. And because you've allowed them to do this, friends. You know, it wasn't too long ago. A lady that actually had come to me, and I had met her family, and we were talking about what we did and why we did it. And keep in mind, I've done over 360 public schools. Two of those were Christian schools, okay, in 24 different states. And, of course, she had her kid in a public school, so she had to justify why she has her kids in a public school. Well, I want to tell you something. If you have a kid in a public school, your kid in a public school, first of all, shame upon you. Number one. And number two, I want you to understand there is absolutely no way you can justify having your kid in a public school today. All the while knowing that the federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights every step of the way. Every step of the way. They are on purpose indoctrinating your kids through No Child Left Behind, where they aim for the floor rather than shoot for the stars, which they are trying to equalize the playing field in public schools. It's called communism. That on steroids under George Bush is none other than Barack Hussein Obama, where you have a bunch of unqualified bureaucrats actually creating the indoctrination which drips upon your children if they are in public school on a daily basis through Common Core. Common Core is nothing but confusion on purpose. And now they are beginning to teach kids that the truth is irrelevant. Whatever you think, for example, 4 plus 4 is, it is whatever you say it is. Folks, this is sick. It is sick. It's arbitrary. And you are giving power over to an arbitrary government that means to rule every aspect of your given lives as well as your kids. Why would you help a criminal administration do something like that, America? Why would you help them along in dropping your kids off at the public school gate? For the life of me, I don't understand. Going back, this lady at one time, in particular time, not too long ago, got back together with me and she said, you know what, Bradley Dean, because now she was being convicted for having her kid in a public school, being dummied down on a daily basis. You know, I just don't agree with everything you say. I said, well, I've only done 360 schools. You don't have to agree with anything I have to say. I'm just giving you facts. And by the way, ma'am, facts are stubborn things. I'm not moving from what I know, and I'm not going to try to find fault with my conduct only to excuse yours. Capiche? I'm not going to do it. Because what you are doing, your lack, your dereliction of duty of being a parent is falling down to your kids that you say that you love so much, and you willfully knowingly dropping them off at a public schools, knowing that they are being indoctrinated. Shame on you. Shame upon you. Your offenses carry their own judgment, and rest assured, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And the Lord said to those countries and to those nations that forget him, he will turn that nation into hell. And that's exactly what a bunch of disciples of Satan, namely Hillary Clinton and the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, said they under Saul Alinsky. Read Rules for Radicals, read the credits at the very beginning, and you can find for yourself that what I am saying is exactly what they did and what they are doing. Okay? So as long as we got that set, I just want you to understand, again, that's why people listen to this radio show. I'm not giving you my opinion. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. What I know is right in the light that I've been given, I'm walking in it, and by the grace of God in Jesus' name, I'm not moving from it. Because if you don't bow, you don't burn. And I love you enough, though you may be offended at me, for the truth's sake. Because truth makes you free, my friend. Compromise and the lie does not. And again, you know what compromise is. Compromise is where two people get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. I'm not playing that game. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And let me tell you what, difficult is the way. And too often, friends, the people that are offended at me, I mean not to offend on purpose. The people that are offended at me are the ones that want to take their reproach, their conviction, and they want to throw it back on me. We're not doing that because my name is not Abel. Okay, Cain? Just not going down that road. Jesus came into the world to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil, not to play with them. And he broke the back and the neck of the serpent, and that's the ground we're walking on in this ministry in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Do I hear an amen? Aha. Amen, Brother Dean. Aha. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Thank you, son. You can say that on the mic every once in a while if you want to.
Amen, Brother Dean.
Okay. Appreciate that. So, friends, let's go back to what is the 4th of July all about? I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you exactly what happened, because it happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Because what happened is the historians began to rewrite the revisionist history through the textbooks. Money became the focus of the study rather than what history taught us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can
share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what is the 4th of July all about, folks. I'm not going to have time to get to the audio concerning false polling, but I do want you to know that it was reported yesterday, again, through the conservatives, who should know better, that polling is falsified that in so many different ways, that Hillary Clinton is now at 40% and Donald Trump is at 42%. I want to tell you something, and I'm not advocating either one. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither, okay? There is no king but King Jesus. I'm a Christocrat here, okay? I want you to understand that Hillary Clinton, all of her polling is bought and paid for. It is completely contrived. It is false. Now, I'm not just saying that, but I want to tell you something, America. Barack Hussein Obama did that the second term, the election cycle, and you have been played the dupes of ill-designing men. You have been playing the fool, America, of those that have been playing the voter fraud game through false polling, first and foremost, and then through voter fraud. Keep in mind, voter fraud we can outline it for you real quick here and define it for you real quick. It was Joseph Stalin that said, listen, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And again, friends, this is just completely untrue. And if you wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty concerning every jot and tittle concerning the numbers in the polls, Bernie Sanders would be wiping her up. And we know he's a full-fledged communist. And by the way, that's why they put him there, because you know that he's a blatant communist. Hillary Clinton's trying to play the moderate, when in fact she's worse than all of them. Just so you know, okay? So hopefully we'll get some time tomorrow to highlight that, and I'll actually play some audio from a guy that was hired by those that serve we the people through our representation and the representatives that hired this individual to actually fix the polls, okay? And fix the tolls, all right? Polls and tolls. What am I saying? Well, they had to pay for the poll, so therefore it made it a toll. Hey, that's almost a wrap, isn't it, Sam? Boy, sorry about that. Getting a little too young here. Forgive me. You know, the Bible does say that the Lord withheld it from the wise and prudent, but he gave it unto the babes. And out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise. So, you know what? Hey, I'm okay. Where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. I'm having a little fun here. Right? Where the joy of the Lord is, there is strength. I have that strength. Yeah, we're bearing our cross here, Hebrews 12. Folks, Ben Franklin, we're talking about the 4th of July, signer of the Declaration of Independence in the United States Constitution, said, here is my creed, Ben Franklin, America. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe, that he governs it by his providence, that he ought to be worshipped, that the most acceptable service we render to him is in doing good to other children, to his children, that the soul of man is immortal and will be treated with justice in another life, respecting its conduct in this. These I take to be the fundamental points in all sound Christianity, and I regard them as you do in whatever sect I meet with them. In other words, the Wesleyans, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Baptists, okay? And he said, as to Jesus of Nazareth, said Ben Franklin, my opinion of whom you particularly desire, I think the system of morals and his religion, as he has left them to us, is the best world and the world has ever saw or is likely to see. Therefore, Ben Franklin ends with, but I apprehend it has received various corrupting changes, and I have with the most of the present dissenters in England some doubts as to the divinity, though it is a question I do dogmatize upon, having never studied, and think it needless to busy myself with now when I expect an opportunity to know the truth with less trouble. In other words, friends, he was saying, listen, people are becoming corrupt in the day. And he's talking about the Christian nation in which we have. And he's also talking about his creed and that he believes in one God. Well, guess what, friends? Speaking of Jesus of Nazareth, he said, there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Speaking of our forefathers again and what it is that they said. Why did we break off from England, friends? Again, we talked about greater grievances. Well, what happened in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, new historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks. They began to little by little dummy you down, America, the way that they're doing today. Okay? Money became the focus. That's what became the focus. Okay? Nobody reproved covetousness more than Jesus Christ himself did. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and not lose his own soul? Guess what they started to teach you in America? Wasn't it written in the book of Deuteronomy, folks, where the Lord said, beware lest you forget the Lord your God in your prosperity. Hey, folks, come on. I mean, because we know prosperity has killed its tens of thousands, right? Well, again, go back to what Christ said. He said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and not lose his own soul? Hey, America, lose the world, gain your soul. But that's what they began to teach the kids in public schools in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And keep in mind, it happened incrementally, little by little. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams and Charles Carroll, two signers of the Declaration of Independence, said that religious freedom, the Christian religion, America, was the reason that they joined the revolution. Did you hear what I said? That was the reason they joined the revolution. And to prove my point, when we say our oaths in this country, regardless of who you are, you put your hand on that Bible. That's important for you to understand. You do understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the criminal in the White House doing the opposite of what our forefathers established. But if you didn't know that, that's why he's doing what he's doing, right? You do know, America, that this criminal in the White House just brought in a bunch of illegal Muslim sworn Americans, sworn enemies to America. You do understand that he called it an executive order. We highlighted this yesterday. And what he did, this is the name of the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, by executive order, Barack Hussein Obama has made it possible for Muslims to become U.S. citizens without taking an oath of allegiance or a pledge to defend America. What do you mean? Well, it means they're serving other gods, and their God tells them to destroy you, America. You do understand what he's doing here, right? He is setting the enemy in full force against you. You do need to understand that this is unto death sooner or later. I just want to make sure that you understand, because that's all you have to do is look to the Middle East, friends, to understand who these people are, and look to the countries that they are now infiltrating in Europe, Germany, France, Denmark. Folks, look what they're doing. They're at war with God. They are at war with the God of heaven and Jesus Christ. And by the way, they can bring it on. Because it's a war in which they will never, ever win in a million years. But we can prevent what's going on by dealing with the issues. And by the way, friends, we're talking about our forefathers throwing off a tyrant. Hey, folks, it doesn't get any more tyrannical than what you're seeing in the White House right now. He is empowering foreign enemies that want to destroy everything about you, America. Even having them come in saying, no, you don't need to pledge allegiance to who we are and to our God. No. Hey, friends, that is illegal. I don't care what he calls it. It is illegal. He derived his just powers from unjust authorities, friends, and they are foreign. They are not American. I want you to understand what's going on. And which this coincides perfectly as to what we're talking about right now. I'm talking about why we separated. Folks, why haven't you separated? And I'm not talking about secession. I'm talking about why haven't you separated yourself unto God and actually dealt with the criminals in this administration and going back? Not just this administration. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson was the one that wrote the Declaration of Independence along with Roger Sherman, Ben Franklin, John Adams? I mean, folks, we can go on. The One World says that, we'll just kind of skip over that and we'll get to the end of this. Again, John Adams said that the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I want to go back to 1854 where the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any denomination. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity, said the U.S. Congress, who, by the way, was printing off Bibles to distribute nationwide. This was the religion of the founders of the Republic, said they, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. So therefore, folks, do understand, they separated because a king would no longer be ruled by God. That's what the 4th of July is all about. Again, take some time, read the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to play the Star Spangled Banner for you by the third-ranked guitar player in the world that is a part of Junkyard Prophet on our exit concerning the show. Folks, we love you by what we do. Check this out, folks, because this is all about you, and it's an exclusive just for our listeners on the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.